Hola, good people. It's Mystic here, and welcome to Natural Mystic Podcast. I hope that y'all have had a wonderful week of suffering without complaining or becoming upset. Listen, life for me has been different. We know the power of words. So as I speak to you in each episode, it seems like God and the universe is like, okay, so let's make sure you're standing solid. I'm like, what did I do? Blah, like standards and morals. I was just saying this. There's nothing wrong with them. And I just be out here talking, not knowing what I'm bringing upon myself. But for y'all, it is totally worth it. It's totally worth it. So seriously, the question of the day. Okay, how often do we feel abandoned? How regular do you feel rejected? Today, we will be talking about the feeling of loneliness. It's so many emotions that we experience, but with life, we will sometimes push them aside. Being lonely isn't an emotion, but there are several emotions associated with this feeling. They range from being unhappy, being irritated, feeling guilty, and afraid. But as root diggers, we always search for the roots. If your car won't crank, we aren't going to ignore your car because we need our cars. We have places to go, right? With you, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. You shouldn't ignore yourself. You are more valuable than your car, but when it goes down, you're gonna fix it. So we should do the same thing with ourselves. Sometimes we get so accustomed to prioritizing everything but self. We have to fix ourselves or attempt to. We don't have all the answers. Heck, we don't even know what's wrong with the car just by looking at it. But once the expert lifts the hood and examine things, a solution will be made. And what better expert is there than our Father? His genetics are within us. He lives in us. Seek, ask, and knock. Seek, ask, and knock. And the answers will be revealed to you. But first, we have to admit and identify the issue of loneliness. Is it because we crave the contact of others? We feel the need to be around people to make us feel better? How long have you been feeling this way? How long have you been feeling deserted? It's tough when you can be in a room full of people and still feel lonely, still feel isolated. But the ability to even show up is commendable. In these times, it's great that we can still press on in spite of. So that is a sign of your warrior spirit. There were so many characters in the Bible who felt rejected, whether it was by people or God. Job, in my opinion, is right behind Jesus when it comes to feeling lonely. Job lost everything. The book starts off by giving Job's qualities about how righteous he was, how great of a person he was. But on one day, he lost it all. His 7 sons, his 3 daughters, 11,000 cattle and servants. It was so bad that while they were yet speaking, another would come up and deliver the news. None of the messengers could finish. While they were yet speaking, more bad news would be delivered. Imagine receiving all of this bad news within 20 to 30 minutes, and it was probably less than that because none of them got done with their story. Imagine Job being so righteous and upright, and then this happens. Imagine his feeling of loneliness. And just a side note, if you could check out the story of Job, just, you know, the how and the why, read the entire story because there are messages behind messages. But back to Job's emptiness, that was a lie. He pressed on as we must do. He had the worst of the worst day, but after time passed and some time spent with his father, everything was restored to him. Of course he took a loss. Of course he lost it. It was terrible. He took a loss. However, he did gain 3 more daughters and 7 more sons and twice the amount of wealth. Not saying it is worth, you know, hey, God works how God works and it's none of our business. Amen. But sometimes we do have to go to the bottom before we can see the top. And also consider the fact that everything you go through isn't necessarily a you thing. Sometimes we have to encounter things to help someone else. Everything, you know, or every time something bad would happen to me, I would get to looking around like, what did I do? I would start reflecting on my behavior because make it make sense, you know, like, what did I do? Seriously, who did I treat wrong? What happened? But sometimes you have to encounter that misfortune to help your brother or sister in the future. You may have not even met this person yet, but sometimes you have to encounter, I'm telling you, life is so much bigger than ABCs and 1, 2, 3s, you know. God gives his toughest battles to his strongest soldiers, and we are that. We are that. I know that loneliness is a long, dark road. It can be some sad nights and scarier days, you know. But just like that car that won't crank, we sometimes have to look underneath. We have to, you know, uncover the issue. Because there's so many of us spiraling in emptiness and others can't see it. But what if they could see it? What if they could? Would they care? Would they self-diagnose you with something they saw on TikTok? Would they even understand you? Who all would they tell? Of course, it's a blessing to have friends and family, but the point I'm trying to make is that they're not all that. We don't need them. No, I'm just kidding. Listen, look at me. Seriously, look at me. We don't say that because we never know. And that's just the lesson behind. You don't know who you will need in the future. So be careful on how you treat people. But seriously, the point that I'm really making is that, you know, when those weeping nights turn into weeping days and you feel like there's no one that you can talk to, our Father has a way of making us feel special again. He has a special way of making us feel special again without making a fuss, without any judgment on your lifestyle, just you and a best friend. The goal is to relieve the pressure off yourself, relieve the pressure off of others, because I was told years ago to not put expectations on people. If you don't put expectations on people, then you won't allow, you know, there's no room for them to upset you. There's no room for them to disappoint or let you down. Now, of course, it's natural. It's natural to put your trust in people who have been in your life for a long period of time. Of course, I get that. But I say this all the time, and I will continue to say this. Everyone doesn't love like we do. Everyone doesn't care about others' best interests like we do. Everyone isn't honest like we are. So don't spiral out if something doesn't go according to plans. Just play it cool and remember this moment. Despite those words that you want to, you know, that wants to roll off your tongue, that scream that you want to let out, those tears that you want to drop, we will move forward. We're going to fake it till we make it. We're going to fake it till we make it. We're going to fake it till we make it to the point where we want to be. When we hear the phrase, fake it till you make it, as a Southerner, it sends negative energy out because the word fake is used. You know, it insinuates lies. But to be honest, we're really just vibrating towards the person that you know we know that we will be. This shows grit and determination to me. You know that this current situation isn't your final, and you are living as such. So we should all, to be honest, be faking it until we make it. We should be faking it until the point where we make it to our better days, you know, or our version of better days. I know due to, you know, a loss of a loved one or a breakup, changing jobs, changing schools, retirement, becoming a parent, I know that due to these things, we can get lost. It's dark and, you know, it's dark in the fog of loneliness, but we must never forget that we always have an internal light. But how bright is it though? Is it covered with bandages? How many bandages is it covered by? These are all a few homework questions for you to think on. But we all have light. We all have light in us. We just have to pop that hood. We have to uncover our hearts so that our light can shine bright, or continue to shine brighter, shall I say. Speaking of light, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for another week. We thank you for the breath of life. We ask that you continue to bless us with peace and patience. We ask that you come and comfort us in the times of loneliness. We ask that you comfort us in a way that we would know that it's only you that's doing the comforting. We thank you in advance because we know that it's done. In Jesus' name, we love you and we thank you. Amen. Good people, as always, this has been amazing. Kind of already gave you homework, but if could continue to reflect on this episode, but also think about your light. Think about your light. How bright is it? How dim is it? Is it covered? And if so, by the bandages of what? Y'all know I'm nosy. I want to know. Love y'all lots, of course. If you could just do me a favor, don't pass me by. Listen, rate the show, please. If you could just rate the show and subscribe, but it would really mean a lot to me. If you could just let me know that I'm helping your goldfish, you know, I would really appreciate it. And I thank you in advance. I hope that y'all have a beautiful week. I hope y'all have the best week. And until next time, good people.